Hey, good evening, and welcome everybody to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. It's Central Minnesota Conference volleyball action tonight. The two-time defending state champion Maple Lake Irish are in town to face the Piers Pioneers. Hello, everybody. I'm Rick Grammond as Coach Marty Keeble and Coach Steph Andres have their teams out on the court warming up. We had a nice long visit with Coach Keeble, so we're going to get right to that as we get started here with volleyball action moments away here on You Are There Sports. Back with Coach Keeble after this.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2018-19 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 15th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again and go Pioneers.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Maple Lake Irish, Marty Keeble here. And Coach, you bring your team here to Piers tonight. But first of all, congratulations on last season. I don't think we've really officially talked since then, but what a two-year ride it's been for your program.
It certainly has. Special players and a special time in Maple Lake history as far as our volleyball program doing back-to-back state titles. But last year we were able to nab four state titles in the entire school year, you know, with our baseball team and softball teams winning state titles, as well as our girls track and field team capturing the true team title. So very, very special year. A lot of other good accolades there too. Our boys basketball team were conference champions. Our cross country girls team made it to state and were conference champions. So we had a lot of success last year. And you like to think that success breeds success, but every so often you've got a nice group of athletes that come through and they hand off the baton and you hope that they run with it.
How did you approach this season then, meeting with the team? You work with them a lot throughout the summer and off-season months, but the kids know what expectations are, and the bar is set so high for your program. How did you handle that coming in?
Very good. Great question. I don't want to say I handled it status quo, all right, here we go. It's just another season. I think the kids looked around and knew that we had graduated some very powerful players, players that had a long-standing foothold in our program. I guess I just looked at it like we trained with those players. Every kid, including the kids on the JV, current JV team this year, practiced with arguably some of the best players in the state if not just last year, but a number of years. And so I just kind of said the target is not off our back.
Right.
Nobody is saying, oh, we'll be able to roll over and beat Maple Lake. There's been a number of teams that have not beaten Maple Lake for a number of years. I remember when we hadn't beaten BBE in a number of years.
Right.
And I knew Kevin maybe had a team that was susceptible, and we cherished it. We went after it. We did not say, oh, they're down a little bit. So we've kind of seen that same thing this year. There's no team that's taking us lightly. There's no team that's not looking at beating Maple Lake this year as a good win.
Early on in this season, what would you see are some early hallmarks of this year's Irish squad?
Well, versatility. I think that we've asked some kids to try some different positions. I've asked them to be flexible with exploring different things and different lineups, basically for the idea that what is going to be our best lineup? And when you have 10 seniors and six of them were out on the court the majority of the time last year, seven played, you have a lot of open spots. And I think that kids have grasped that. They've said, you know what, I'll go after that coach. And that's kind of one of the benchmarks, I think, that, and one of the things that I'm proud of the kids is that they've really done what I have asked of them, and they've taken it on full steam.
You get Piers tonight, a team that comes in with a new head coach in Steph Andres, but familiar with the program there. Your scouting report, you obviously probably haven't seen Piers in person yet, but maybe you've seen some of their players.
You know, I would love to say that I've scouted them four times and I have three films on them and I made two other phone calls. But our last couple weeks have been pretty hectic, you know, with the start of school. And again, I'm not saying I'm back to my first couple years of coaching, but, you know, this is my 20th season. And our program has gone through ups and downs, and we lose a lot of kids one year or not. Yep. So in those years where I know that we're a growing year, my eyes tend to stay on my side of the net a lot more, making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So I guess a little bit more of I'm kind of just trying to take care of what's going on in our house. Certainly, I want to see if I can get an advantage. And but I told the girls, we're going to focus a lot on what we're doing. Control the things that we can control. We'll learn something about a team. I could have called Pequot Lakes coach and said, who is good for them? And it's still high school volleyball, and they're high school girls. Yeah. One girl could look all state one game and then not look very good the next night. So you really have to play a team how they're playing tonight.
I think you bring up a good point as a veteran coach of knowing your personnel, what you've had in the cupboard, so to speak, the last couple of years. You can do some things as a coach maybe to prepare differently in a big picture type of scheme as you can now, where not saying you're in a rebuilding mode, but you're in a restructuring mode.
We definitely are. And again, you I think it's a little bit of an advantage. I like to think of it as an advantage in a small school where I see the elementary kids, I see the JV kids, I see the ninth grade kids. And you can kind of start to look and say, I see this kid potentially going in this, you know, spot. I can see this girl being able to step up into this role. But on that same hand, you're so involved with the players that, you know, you take the kids as they come to you. And kids change a lot in a small school, and Piers is no different. They can have a great season of basketball or track or something, and all of a sudden a switch flips, and they become a different athlete. And there's never been a season that I've never been surprised by a kid, you know.
Final question for you then, Marty Keeble, coach of the Irish here. Traditionally, you've gone after and pursued a really strong non-conference schedule. Is that still the case?
This year it was. I knew I had some strong kids back. I think I keep throwing 23-5 out there as our JV record last year. They went down and took second at the Blaine tournament and second at the Champlain Park tournament. So, I mean, they faced some tough competition there, and they played a pretty tough club season schedule too. So I felt like, you know what, I don't want to just, you know, empty the cupboard and get rid of some of these non-conference, the Mayor Lutherans, some of 3A schools that are pretty solid. We still continue to go to the 2A showcase, which is some of the best teams in class 2A. We continue to stay at the Albany tournament, and then we actually we did not go back to St. Michael, but we picked up the Eastview tournament, which when I talked to Ryan initially, he said an 8-team tournament should be good. Well, now it's about 16 or 24 or something. It's a 2-day tournament, and there's some pretty tough teams that are there, 2A and 3A.
Well, Coach, I always enjoy watching your team play. Good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you much. You always do a great job as well.
Marty Keeble, he's the head coach of the Irish of Maple Lake, with us on the pregame on You Were There Sports.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, welcome back here to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. The teams have finished their warm-ups here, and we're about to have the national anthem. The Pep Band is in performing mode tonight for the first time. Always good to hear Joel Poland's group, and they are loud, and they are in tune early in this season. They're in mid-season form already. The Irish are in town against the Pioneers. Caught up with the head coach of Pierce, Steph Andries, before tonight's match. Joining me on tonight's pregame, she's the coach of the Pioneers, Steph Andries, here. Coach, coming off a tough one Tuesday night up at Pequot Lakes, just couldn't get a lot of flow up there, and you know, a lot of that had to do with personnel available, the opponent, but a lot of things combined. It just wasn't a good, fun night up there.
Yeah, Pequot was tough. They were solid all the way around, didn't make a lot of mistakes, and we hit a lot of balls out of bounds and missed some serves, and it was hard to get momentum.
Yeah, I guess the lesson is, what does your team learn from that? You know, you go through different experiences in every game. You learn from success, you learn from failure.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of film on the Pequot game, and we just looked at, you know, what did we do well? Passing, I thought we did really well at, and, you know, our hitting was off. So we got to figure out how to put it all together, and the girls worked really hard yesterday at practice on communication and where can we go from Pequot.
Real tough test tonight. You get the two-time state champions in your house here tonight, albeit a lot of new faces for the Irish, but the program remains the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Maple Lake is tough. They've got a great program. They've had a great program for a lot of years. We had a great practice yesterday. The girls are always excited to play Maple Lake. They feel like they can come out and they can be aggressive as they want and not feel like there's a ton of pressure, but they can play well. So
it certainly showed up. You know, you wonder, will we miss this X player or this player? But the absence of Emily Dyker in that lineup the other night really showed up. I mean, just getting that ball and getting the play started.
It did. Emily is one of our main setters, and you know, without her there, it's like you're missing a limb. And Ellie did a great job coming in and setting and really putting the ball where it needed to be, but you still miss that key player.
You get the Irish tonight. We talked extensively about Pequot Lake, but now you've got a big tournament. So this is coming up on Saturday. The annual Pioneer Classic is coming up here. Talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah, in just a little over a week, we've got a nice tournament coming in, and we've got a good lineup of our tournament. So the girls are excited to play. They love Saturday tournaments. They feel like they can get a lot of things accomplished and figure some things out. So we're excited for that.
Yeah, you're so smooth because, see, I phrase that as if it was in 48 hours, and you just went right to a week from now. Thank you so much for bailing me out, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Ray.
All right. Steph Andries, she's the head coach as the Pioneers get ready to face the Irish of Maple Lake shortly here on You Are Their Sports.
Hey, everyone. Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Due to the steel price increases, we have some great deals on in-stock, real tough livestock equipment like cattle chutes and standing panels. Also, it'd be a great time to buy your fencing material, so call Lastrup or Little Rock for prices. We have 5 egg baggers for rent with the ability to make 8 to 10 foot bags. We have egg bags and bunker covers of all sizes, twine and net wrap of various types, and many different brands of forage inoculants for making your forages as well. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Now that the hustle and bustle of the summer is drawing to an end, now's the time to visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and look at getting that new phone you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and check out all the latest Verizon devices, including the brand new Note 9. With its bigger screen, faster processor, better camera, and longer-lasting battery, it's designed for performance. And when you buy from us, we help you out from start to finish and make sure you get the phone you want and the service you deserve. So visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Welcome back here to the Memorial Athletic Center. We are very close to getting underway here tonight. Introductions are being made. We had a nice presentation, something new this year. A color guard made up of three students. And I'm going to get those names for you. I didn't catch them. It kind of caught me off guard. All of a sudden, they came out of that doorway with the flag and in uniform, military type uniform. It's like a navy blue pants and a light blue shirt. So... something new here. We're going to try and get those names and pass those individuals along. I did manage to catch a picture or two of them. But it's Irish volleyball in town here tonight. Head coach Marty Keeble and head coach Steph Andries will send their teams out onto the court here very shortly. And here come the Irish, two-time defending Class AA state champions. But as is the case in high school sports, graduation took a very heavy toll, but they had a very good young program. They have come up with a very strong youth program in volleyball in Maple Lake. It has paid off to the tune of a couple of state championships, and their JV, as Coach Keeble alluded to in his pregame, said they were something like 23-5 a year ago. So they are high-quality players ready to step up into their varsity roles now. It'll be Ella Keeble, the daughter, freshman daughter of head coach Marty, along with Taylor Hess, Olivia Powman, Katie Gels, Maddie Moss, and Megan Carlson. The libero is Morgan Scanlon. First serve will start with Ella Keeble, and here we go with volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports. We're underway. It's to Shmaya, up to Amaya Russell, and now Emily Diker will send it across for the Pioneers. Middle hit coming and down. First kill of the night goes to Katie Gels, 5'9 junior. Tennis team successful today. They beat Aiken 6-1. As Russell passes, and we're going to get a lift called. As the Pioneers fall down 2-0 here to start this one tonight. You've got Hannah Creek, Amaya Rushel, Emily Diker, Jaden Shmaya, Jade Porter, and Ashlyn Libby out there for Pierce. Kirsten Hebler will enter the game. There's a big kill for Hannah Creek. 2-1, Pioneers on the board, something we didn't see nearly enough of on Tuesday up in Pequot Lakes when the Pioneers got swept. And now Emily Daler will come in. Diker is up to serve for the Pioneers. Awaits the whistle. And Emily's serve is a good one. Back to the libero, Scanlon. Tipped at the net by Creek, kept alive by Hannah. And now Libby will elevate and get it off a block and down. Ashlyn Libby with the point, 2-2. Another serve now for Emily Diker. Back to Scanlon, pass up to Keeble. Near side hit and splitting the defense of Shmaya and Porter in the back row. 3-2 Irish, and they will get the side out serve to Olivia Powman. Right to left, Irish green jerseys, black shorts, white letters and numerals. Powman sends it right to the middle where Porter can't receive. She sends it deflecting into the crowd. So an ace there for Powman to make it 4-2. Another serve for Olivia Powman. That one is angled to Daler. Her free ball right back to the net. Creek Now a push over by Emily Daler, our Diker. Ready were the Irish. Tipped at the net. Creek got a piece of that. Now Daler elevates, but there to win the point for the Irish. That might have been Megan Carlson, the 5'8 junior, that outlet Daler up front. 5-2 now. 3-0 run for Maple Lake. Another serve for Palman to Daler. Diker races over, and Emily will send it wide. Point Irish. Another serve. 6-2 lead. Daler up front. This is Porter on a pass over the net. And it is a into the net hit by the Irish. And the Pioneers get that point as looked like Hannah Creek was right there. 6-3. Now Ashlyn Libby serving left to right. Libby to serve down by three. Ashlyn sends it to Scanlon. Pass up to Ellie Keeble. Left swing and off the block. That's a winner. Taylor Hess, freshman here. And now into the lineup comes Brianna Derringer. 6'2 senior up front for head coach Keeble. And this serve is directed back to Jaden Schmeyup. Back hit over by the Irish to Schmeyup. Now big swing put on by Porter that's dug out. And they'll hit it long on the return, but tip, says the line judge. That'll go to the Irish on that point. Another serve. This is Katie Gels, 5'9 junior, serving right to left with a now 8-3 lead. Diker, free ball at the net, just punched over by the Pioneers. They go up to block, and they can't get it over. It's wide. Irish trying to stretch it out a little bit here. They got a nice little run going. It's 9-3. It was 2-2. Coach Keeble instructing. And here comes the serve, and it's Jaden to Diker. Now free ball over. And now the Irish set it up. Big hit and hammered home by Derringer. Derringer with the big feed up front, and she did not make a mistake. Here's Schmea receiving serve. Good pass to Diker. Now Porter will get a good swing on. Good sprawling dig there put up by Katie Gels, though. Pioneers again. Creek off a block and down. Hannah Creek gets the point. Serving now is Hannah at 10-4 Irish. Left to right, Hannah's one-step approach. Whoa, that one handcuffed the back row defender, Carlson, and they do not do anything with it. Boy, that one rode up high almost to the shoulder of Carlson. And it's 10-5 as the winner delivered there by Hannah Creek. Service is long. Too much. 11-5. Sub in. Here's Kirsten Hebler for Creek in the back row. Schmea, Diker, Daler up front. Porter, Libby, Hebler in the back line. Serving right to left for Maple Lake, Maddie Moss. Moss to Hebler. Pass into the tower official stand. 12-5. Maple Lake with the lead. Moss serving again. She is a 5'6 senior running the setter spot. Send up front to Diker. Now Daler. Kind of a free ball opportunity here for Maple Lake. And ripping one down the line, but dug out by Hebler. That was Megan Carlson. Pioneers on the defensive end. Get Diker to Porter from deep. Jade pushes it across. Played by Carlson. Carlson again down the middle winner. Megan Carlson increases the Maple Lake lead. 13-5. Another serve for Maddie Moss. Up front, It's Dyker, and that's just punched across by Schmea. Derringer unwinds, tipped and down. 14-5. Irish are on a 12-3 run here in game one. To Porter. Dyker, now here's Schmea, knocking it off the block. There's a winner for Jaden Schmea. Sub in, Dyker comes out. Here's Brakanda Leshinsky, who played pretty well up in Pequot in limited action. And Amaya Rushlow will come in. Amaya will serve. And she starts right in the middle of the service line and fires it across. Carlson sends, Keeble sends it wide. Tried to go cross court. Just misfired. Point for Pierce to make it 14-7. Rushlow serving again. Amaya played near the back line by Powman. Keeble low and in the net. Ella Keeble couldn't get enough underneath. And it's 14-8. Pioneers trying to rally a little bit here in game number one. Rushlow will serve again. Played back row, Scanlon. Up front and down. Hit in the middle there by Maple Lake. I think that was Keeble. 15-8. Ready to serve here. And it's Libby. Libby off for Rushlow. Now Leshinsky tipped it over back to Porter. Dug out nicely by the Irish. They'll set it up near side with Powman. Over to Kirsten Hebler. Rushlow's feed. And pushing it up and over the net is Libby to Porter. Back to the Irish side. Back row Carlson. Or Scanlon, excuse me. Down the line wide. Send it wide left. Olivia Powman. And the Pioneers make it a 15-9 score. Porter serving. Top spin, back line. Good pass up front. Sets up a Keeble swing. Dug out nicely by Rushlow. Now it's Brakanda Leshinsky. Tried to pass it, but hit it low in the net. 16-9, Irish. Service here for Scanlon, right to left, to Hebler, awkwardly and not much on it, and it falls to the floor. 17-9, Irish with the lead. And a timeout taken by Pierce. Irish 17, Pioneers 9 with a break.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Out of the timeout. Pioneers get it up front on a nice receive by Porter, but Libby hits it low, so 18-9 is the new score with the Irish in front. And Hebler receives serve up to Amaya Rushlow. We get a lift called. Pioneers violation. And it's back to the Irish service line with Morgan Scanlon, their libero. Low in rare service error here for the Irish. 19-10. Comes Hannah Creek in for Kirsten Hebler on the front row. Irish bring in Sydney Bakeberg, a senior. Bakeberg for Megan Carlson. And back to serve is Jaden Schmea. Run up, and it is good. Right to Bakeberg, who just entered the game. They do serve it up. Palman gets it off the Creek block. Ball still in play. Here's Libby, denied up front. Pioneers scrambling. They will get it over on a free ball by Schmea. Good hustle. Palman again. Tipped. Porter plays it to keep it alive. Now Schmea feeds over for Ashland. Libby flips it back across. Middle hit coming, and finally down. Good effort, though, Pioneers. Playing every ball there in that volley, but just too much coming at them. Finally, the Irish attack found an opening, and it's 20-10. Ella Keeble serving. Keeble to Porter, up to Rushlow. Creek sends it down and in. Hannah Creek makes it 20-11, and here comes Diker in for Leshinsky. Daler will come in for Rushlow. Emily Diker, who missed action on Tuesday, home sick, is still not fully recovered, so her battery a little low, so that's why she's subbing in and out more than we'd normally see her, just to conserve energy. Here's Emily now to serve. Sends it low and into the net, 21-11 Irish. Football action outside tomorrow night. Pioneers and Irish hook up. Home opener for the Pioneers. We get the defending champion volleyball champs in Maple Lake tonight. We get the defending football champs in Piers tomorrow. Schmea will send it to the back line of the Irish. Up front. Swing and a hammer home by Gels. Right in the middle of the logo, the middle hitter. Plenty of open space in the back row there. Makes it 22-11. Another serve. Palman to Porter, and that one is off target. Diker dove but couldn't catch up to it, and it's 23-11. Irish close to taking the opener here. Pioneers are really struggling to receive serve here. They're trying to play it almost in a passing motion, not kind of the old, to use old terminology, the bump. There's Schman. That time she does handle it. Up to Emily Daler, who rifles one down for a winner. Emily Daler staves off a game point. 24-12. Libby serving left to right for the Pioneers. And this one will end on a service error. Wide right. Irish 25-12. Taking the opener here at the MAC tonight.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emblem Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Maple Lake 25-12 in the opener tonight to open up this CMC volleyball match. Pioneers now will move over to the bench to my right, Irish to the left. Pioneers will serve right to left to open up game two. JV results tonight. Irish took the first two, 25-14, 25-6. Piers then won the third, 15-13. Emily Diker, Jaden Schmea, Jade Porter, Ashlyn Libby, Emily Daler, and Hannah Creek start on the court here for Piers in this second game. Olivia Powman, Ellie Keeble, Morgan Scanlon, Megan Carlson, Katie Gels, and Taylor Hess are out there for the Irish. First swing denied. Big hit there by Gels, and she on her second as it came right back to her, and she tried it again and missed it wide left, and Pierce is up 1-0. Diker with the service point will try for another one here. Emily, front of the student section over here. Cross court to Diker, and we got a whistle, and the Pioneers are in the net. Looks like the floor official says number 7, that would be Ashlyn Libby, called for the violation. So it's 1-1 and a service for Powman. Back to Porter. Up to Diker. Wants Creek in the middle. Creek hammers it. Hannah Creek nailed that one. There's good execution by the Pioneers, all starting with the serve receive. Good pass up front, and it set it up for Hannah to finish. 2-1 Pioneers. Libby serving at 2-1. Ashlyn down the sideline, played near the side by Carlson. Carlson gets it back, hit it low. 3-1 Piers. The Irish were stretched to 5 against Eden Valley Watkins last Thursday. Low sinking just got over. Keeble, and down the middle, it's a winner for Maple Lake's Katie Gels. Service for Maple Lake, and it's over to Katie Gels to serve, a 5'9 junior. And here comes, and it's Libby up to Diker. Back row Libby from about 12 feet back. Gets it over to the Irish. From the left side, dug out by Libby, punched over by Diker. Another attack coming for Maple Lake. This is Carlson. Libby plays it. Now Porter rips it across. Here come the Irish again. Tipped at the net to Porter. Whistle, and Pioneers were in the net. That time Hannah Creek was spotted by the official. 3-3 now with a serve for Gels. And it's Libby off to Diker. In the middle, Hannah Creek sends it. Wow, just long. Good attack there by Hannah, just a little too much on it. 4-3, Irish. They attack the serve to the Schmea. Free ball to the net. Pioneers will not get it over. 5-3, it's a four-hit violation on the Pioneers, so continuing her service run is Katie Gels. And that is Porter up to Diker, right at the net, but her pass tipped back by Derringer. Pioneers were able to flip it over. Left-hand swing, good one by Hess, but played in the back row. Now Porter sends it back line. Up to Keeble. Denied up front, and that's going to win the point for the Pioneers as Daler and Creek got up to deny Taylor Hess. 5-4 Irish, and we see Pioneers coming in to serve for the first time tonight. Katie LeBlanc, the junior. Katie, good serve, and that is sending the Irish into free ball mode. They won't get it over. Four hits. The first pass was directed towards the parent section here at Piers at the MAC, and they were in scramble mode. 5-5 now, another serve. Katie LeBlanc, good top spin to Scanlon. That won't make it to the net, and the Pioneers are back in front, 6-5. So LeBlanc has put Piers up with a couple of good serves that have not been handled well by the Irish. And here's Katie's third. Middle back to Powellman. Left side, blocked but down. That time it was Megan Carlson, who looks to be their designated go-to girl. Carlson able to drive that one off the block and retie this second game at 6-6. And here's Maddie Moss to serve. Hebler in. Hebler plays it off to the side into the Irish side of the court. In the middle, here's Carlson unleashing one, and Hebler plays it, Diker, and then over by Daler. Good hustle. Big hit by Derringer wide. Pioneers won that one on pure heart and hustle. And it all started with Hebler, an off-balance save. Diker nearly into the student section, kept it in play, and then Daler got it across, and the Irish then could not keep it in. So 7-6 Piers. Rushlow in, along with Leshinsky. Amaya will serve at 7-6 Pioneers. Good serve to Carlson. Derringer is denied by Porter, and it goes long. Boy, Porter and Schmea were there to deny. They had the fence up. And that was really whacked, and just the steam off the Carlson swing. Ball deflected all the way back behind the Maple Lake service line. You don't see that too often. Now Russell will set. Near side, Leshinsky. Left-hand tip. That is blocked up front by Brianna Derringer. Leshinsky maybe 5'7". Derringer listed at 6'2". So big advantage there. And there's a service error for Carlson. Gives it right back. We're tied at 8 here. Second game of the night. Irish up 1 here at the MAC. Porter to serve. Right to left. Jade adjusts her headband and sends it across. Jade, good serve. Pioneers are serving better tonight than they did Tuesday. Down the sideline, good point there by Olivia Powellman. She saw all that room right down the near side. She went inside the left antenna and gets the side out serve back to Scanlon and Maple Lake. She looks to Coach Keeble for directions on where to serve. And it's to Hebler. Hebler up to Rushlow. Now Leshinsky with the winner. Brakanda! Leshinsky with authority makes it 9-9. Creek in for LeBlanc. Schmea serving right to left. She starts in the near corner. And Jaden for the lead is long. 10-9 Irish on a service error. Now Coach Keeble will bring in Taylor Hess for Maddie Moss. and it's Ellie Keeble to serve, the daughter of Marty. Ace, freshman Keeble. That ball just died as it crossed over the net. Top spin, and it just dropped. 11-9, that one is played well by Schmay as it spins up to Creek, directs a tip across, punch towards the net, and not in. Hannah Creek with a nice play up front. Makes it 11-10 Irish. And now Diker and Daler return for Coach Andries. Leshinsky and Rushlow will come out. Pioneers hanging right with the Irish here at 11-10. Emily to serve. This is Diker, one of two Emilys, along with Daler. And it's a good pass up to the net. Keeble, near side. That was Powman. Now it's Libby just sending it, and in! Libby just flicked it, hoping it would stay in, and it right where the service line and the sideline converge in that far corner, it dropped right there for the winner, and it's 11-11. Another serve now for Diker. Scanlon. And free balled over by Keeble to Porter. Now in the middle, Hannah Creek sends it long. Boy, that looked like it had promise. Again, a well-executed setup. And it's 12-11 Maple Lake with Powman serving. Left to right here in the MAC tonight. Schmea. Diker wants Libby on the near side. Tipped and Irish in the net. I think they're going to get Katie Gels. 12-12, Libby serving. Ashlyn Libby, a senior. Down the side, Gels went down to get it. Punched up by Keeble, free ball over by Carlson. Now the Pioneers send Diker and Porter from a bad angle. Can't get it over the net. She was well outside the near sideline, right in front of the Pioneer bench. And it's 13-12, Maple Lake. Gels serving again. And the serve is going to come to Libby. To Diker. Porter off the feed. Got it! Jade Porter! 13 all. Katie LeBlanc will return and she'll go back to serve. LeBlanc. Takes her approach. It's about a two-step approach. Nice toss. Near side. Here's Hess. Spins it over. And LeBlanc. Libby scrambles. Good effort. Went diving to the floor right at the feet of her teammates on the bench. But it's a 14-13 Irish lead. And now serving for Maple Lake is Maddie Moss. Back to Hebler. Porter missed wide. 15-13. She's like that near corner has Jade. She comes right down the sideline with it. That time just missed. Not by much. There's a service error. Moss into the net. Cuts the deficit for Pierce to 1, 15-14. And Rushlow and Leshinsky will return on the sub pattern here for Coach Steph Andries tonight. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night for the home opener for the Pioneers and the Irish. As here's the serve for Rushlow. Back line, they got one more hit from deep to get it over, and it's a free ball to Leshinsky in the middle. Here's Schmea, got it. Schmea drops it just inside the service line. The Irish opted to play it and let it go. Kind of turning to the side, letting the ball sail. And the ball just had enough room dropping on the line. So it's 15 all with a serve for Rushlow for a lead. Amaya rips it across to Scanlon. Now it's Keeble winding up. It was tipped to Porter. Rushlow gives it back to Jade. Jade is blocked and got it off the block. Pioneers are up 16-15. Jade 12 blocks. Up in Pequot to lead the team. Back row Scanlon to Carlson. Now again, they'll have to free ball. That's giving Pierce some chances. Rushlow, and she's going to be called for a lift that time. That first pass off the serve received from Maple Lake is not coming forward to the net. It's going either back or sideways, and that's kind of ruining the whole setup for Maple Lake, as Rushlow now will send it to Porter. Here's a good pass up front. It'll give Powman a chance, and she makes the most of it. Powman delivers the point. 17-16, Maple Lake. So much predicated on that first pass. Serving now is Megan Carlson to Hebler. Hebler's pass floats, and that is not going to get anything done for Pierce, as rolling over, chasing it was Rushlow. Ball went right into the bottom of the net, and it's an 18-16 Irish lead. Carlson serving again to Libby. Now free ball tip. Porter got a piece of that, and Rushlow will free ball it across. Maple Lake setting it up in the middle for Derringer, blocked by Porter. Now Rushlow and Leshinsky on a tip, played by Carlson. Schmea knocks it down. Free ball at the net, won by Jaden Schmea. 18-17. Porter will now serve for a game two tie. Jade Lowe, 19-17, service error. Derringer out. Gels in for Coach Keeble. Scanlon serving. And it's just long. Flag came up after a moment's hesitation, and the ruling is long. 19-18, Creek in, LeBlanc in, Schmea to serve. 19-18. Pioneers lost the first one, 25-12. Jaden angles her serve to the left corner. They set it up. Blocked up front. That's a big block by Creek. 19-all. Now Schmea serving for the lead again, late in game one. Here's Jaden's run-up. Good topspin. Free ball at the net. Tipped down. That's Creek. Hannah makes it 20-19 up front. Pioneers have a chance to even this one up here. Here's Schmea again. Far side back to Powman. Down the side, and that's good. Libby. 21-19, and Coach Keeble wants a timeout. Pioneers 21, Irish 19 at the MAC.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, service error out of the timeout for the Pioneers. Makes it 21-20, Pioneers with a game two lead. They are down a game, trying to even it up with the Irish here. Keeble serving left to right. And it's Schmea. Good pass to Rushlow. Rushlow in the middle for Creek. And the net, Noah Lift. Lift on Amaya. 21-all. Pioneers need a stop here. And it comes to Jaden. Now Porter for Leshinsky on a pass over. up to Porter on the Pioneer side. Back for Libby off Rushlow's feed, and that's long. 22-21, Maple Lake back in front. Ellie Keeble serving. Libby pops it, and it's in the rafters. Rushlow is able to get it, and they get it over on a Libby pass. At the net now. Tipped across. There was Rushlow. Leshinsky for Libby. Can't get it up and over. Made the initial play in the rafters, but that kind of unraveled things a little bit. Now the Irish are within two. Timeout Pioneers as they will try and stop the momentum of the Irish now. Down by two in game two.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Keeble serving here, 23-21 Irish. Rushlow up front. Creek with a missile. Hannah Creek was not going to be denied. 23-22. Diker and Daler in for Leshinsky and Rushlow. Serving now is Emily Diker, trying to tie this match. Pioneers need three. The Irish need two. It starts with a good serve, and there it is. Up to Keeble. Left side hit. Down the side and in. Big winner there by Katie Gels. Makes it game point, 24-22. And serving for the game in game two is Powellman. Powellman serving left to right at 24-22. Porter to Diker. Creek denied, still alive in the Pioneer backcourt. Schmea able to get it over. Keeble in the middle. Diker plays it to Creek and back to Emily, who flipped it back up and over the net. Keeble again. Carlson denied up front. And finally the winner right in the middle. Again, the Irish just keep coming at you. And that time it was Gels with a finisher. And the Irish go up two games to none. This one a lot closer. Pioneers certainly in that game, but they now trail 2-0 after a 25-22 setback.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Due to the steel price increases, we have some great deals on in-stock, real tough livestock equipment like cattle chutes and standing panels. Also, it'd be a great time to buy your fencing material, so call Lastrup or Little Rock for prices. We have 5 ag baggers for rent with the ability to make 8 to 10 foot bags. We have ag bags and bunker covers of all sizes, twine and net wrap of various types, and many different brands of foraging inoculants for making your forages as well. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout Central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Lipke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Lochner Plumbing, Lloyd Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, Game 3 about to get underway. The Irish are up 2 here at the MAC tonight, and here we go with Game 3 service to Ellie Keeble, Porter, Rushlow, and now Libby sends it deep to Scanlon. Up to the net. Here's Hess unwinding with the lefty. There was Schmeyer ready and waiting, but the Pioneers couldn't get to it. It was actually a good pass up front, but Rushlow ended up having to dodge her teammate Creek, and that took her a little extra step or two to get to the ball. By that time, it had fallen. 1-0 start, Irish. Schmeyer sends, or I should say Porter, sends her serve receive low and in the net, despite the best efforts of Amaya to get to it. And it is a 2-0 Irish lead early in the second. Libby, Diker from outside the boundary, and the Pioneers will not get this over. 3-0. Ella Keeble, Libby. Wants Rushlow in the middle. Creek denied up front. Katie Gels was there to send it right back as Creek came flying in with that little right-handed flip and timing it perfectly were the Irish. And again, a service receive error by the Pioneers. Ball skitters into the crowd, and it's already 5-0 Maple Lake in game two. Pioneers need to settle it. They played very well in game two, one of their better stretches of action here this season. Porter up to Rushlow, and now Libby with a left-hand tip. Got it over, but not a lot on it. Sets up the Irish. They'll hammer it long, well long. That was Olivia Palman sending it outside. The boundaries of play. 5-1 with Diker serving at the top of the rotation. Daler replaces Rushlow up front. Good serve to Scanlon. Keeble in the middle, and that ball was wide. No tip. Oh, the Pioneers were in the net. Creek ruled in the net, so it's a Palman serve coming up at 6-1. Serving is Maple Lake's Olivia Palman. Stands right in the middle of the basketball free throw lane. Here's Creek with a big hit. Creek finishes. 6-2 now. The new thing you'll see if you aren't coming to a fall event at the MAC here or any high school sport now, they are adding those painted arcs in the free throw lane. There's a service ace for Libby, 6'3". You see it in the NBA and college, but that arc right in the middle of the free throw lane. That'll be a new rule coming up this winter for boys and girls basketball, where defenders have to establish their position underneath the basket. It's all to prevent shooters and offensive players getting undercut. There's a big hit by Gels. 7-3 lead, Irish. Derringer in for Scanlon up front. And it's Gels to serve. Libby, Diker, back to Ashlyn, to Gels on the Irish side. Keeble, Carlson, Libby, good dig. Ashlyn, and they're going to get, I believe, Jaden called for a carry. And that becomes a side out here, or I should say another serve coming for the Irish. Libby plays it, and now Schmea pre-balled over. Keeble, good serve. Hess winds up, blocked up front by Porter for the winner. Jade Porter and Hannah Creek there on the left corner to deny Hess. 8-4. Here comes Sydney Bakeberg back in for Gels. Service is Katie LeBlanc. She comes in for Hannah Creek. Eight-four serve, middle back, played by Palman. Carlson unleashes, but long. 8-5. So, after falling behind 5-0 to start, Pioneers have crept back into this third. They're down two games. LeBlanc just got it over the tape and dropped for an ace. Katie LeBlanc makes it 8-6. She had a good service run in that second game. Spins it over. Here's Keeble. Carlson off the net over to Diker. Now Daler. And here's Porter sending it over. Blocked. Diker pushes it to the back corner. Good decision. Bakeberg racing after. Tips it into the crowd. 8-7. Suddenly Pierce is now serving for a tie. Katie LeBlanc again to serve. Left to right. That time not over. 9-7 Maple Lake. Hess will leave. Maddie Moss returns. Moss will serve. She stands over in that far corner in front of the students. And Libby can't handle that. It deflects back and under the big scoreboard. 10-7 Irish. Maddie Moss serving. Libby, there's a good pass to Diker. Short set for Schmea. Good. Schmea off a good feed by Diker. A little short set. Perfect timing. And now we see Anna Taylor coming in for the first time. Coach Andrew said that Anna would see some action tonight. And here she comes now as Diker and Daler leave. Russell will serve as Taylor into the lineup. And the serve by Russell, played, free balled over. Hebler dives to the floor, plays it for Russell. Here's Porter whacking one over to Carlson. In the middle, Carlson from about 4 feet behind the line, back row to Libby. Russell for Schmea. Block, Jaden again for Russell. And near side, knocked over by Taylor. Now the Irish play it with Derringer for Carlson. Libby sends it right back, and they win the point. Pioneers get it out of Libby. Scrapping play. Pierce will serve down two. Russell serving at 8-10. Amaya Russell. Up to Carlson. Near side, floated over. Russell was ready to cover that. Now Carlson to Schmea. Schmea sends it to Derringer. Into the net. Point Pierce. And it's 10-9. Again, an opportunity to tie here in the third. Russell serving. Here's Amaya. Down the middle, good pass up front. Derringer tips and wide, says the side judge. We are tied at 10 in the third. Pioneers, after falling behind 5-0, are now even at 10. And Maple Lake makes a change. They don't have a 14 on the roster, though. Deep and long. Bakeberg let it go. And it's now 11, right? Should be 11-10, I think. It was 10-10, now it's 11-11 on one play. Regardless, it's still tied on the scoreboard. Not sure that one's correct. Here's Taylor, keeping it alive, but then denied up front by Maple Lake's Ella Keeble, 12-11. Megan Carlson to serve. To Hebler for Rushlow. Pre-balled over by Schmea up to the net. Gels whacked across by Keeble, got it in the corner. She went from the right antenna to the left corner and got an opening. 13-11 Irish. Megan Carlson serving again. Libby, Rushlow, and lift is called on Amaya. 14-11, Pioneers need to stop the Irish momentum right now. Good, again, a good serve, good pass. Libby up front, Schmea unwinds, dug out by Carlson. Up ahead, free balled over to the libero Hebler. Rushlow, near side, tipped over by the Pioneers. Whacked at, and Hebler digs. Libby, and they scramble and can't get it over. Boy, the girls are certainly giving a great effort tonight. And a timeout for Piers as the Irish now have forged a four-point lead. It's 15-11 in game three.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
All right, the Irish will continue to serve here. They're up 15-11 now. They did take that point off, so it has been corrected. It is a 15-11 score, Irish. Hebler sends it over. Jill. Rushlow in the middle. Schmea. And the Irish will poke it over and in. Keeble. Do you know who the color guard members were? Okay. Serving again, Megan Carlson. 16-11 now. Carlson, Libby, Hebler, and free balled over by Schmea to Carlson. And ripped in on a middle hit by the Irish. 16-11. Maple Lake. Again, Carlson to serve. Up to the net, Rushlow. For Anna Taylor. Blocked, but down. Taylor with a kill. Oh, thank you. The Dodges. 17-12. Anna Taylor with the kill up front. Remember, Anna played and got hurt in the basketball season last year, down in Painesville, injured her knee. That was, I think, before Christmas, and missed the entire rest of the year. And good to see her back out competing. 17-13. Keeble to Hebler, up to Rushlow for Schmea. Schmea finds it. Schmea got the range and dropped it in. 17-14. And a service coming here for Jade Porter, low in the net. 18-14. And coming in for the Irish Gels for Bakeford. And it's Scanlon, the libero, to serve. Right to left. She stands close to the corner over there. Hebler, good pass to Rushlow. Here's Libby. And big block up there. Ella Keeble denies Ashlyn Libby. And that makes it a 19-14 game. Scanlon serving again. Ball received to Rushlow, and from deep, here's Porter sending it over. Maddie Moss played it near side, poked by Powellman, up to to the Pioneers. Schmea directs it across. Off a Taylor feed. Back row. Hebler sends it right back. Whacked at Hebler again. But out. Boy, Hebler giving up everything on two straight diving efforts. Second one sailed out of play. 20-14. Irish by six. Free ball off the serve receive. Libby up to the net. Blocked and Rushlow able to keep it alive. Thought that was going to get down. Now they'll set it up again. From the near side, Palman deflected, punched at, and into the net. Boy, good effort again there, but Porter went diving for one and just stuck out her right arm and kept it up in the air. Timeout called here for Pierce. They're down 21-14.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Phelan Meats in Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, back to action here at the MAC, where the Irish lead Pierce 22-15 here in the third game. Irish are up two. Here's Schmea serving left to right. Jaden Scanlon near side. Palman low and in the net. 22-16. Game score so far, Irish 25-12, 25-22. Another serve for Jaden. Good receive up to the net is Moss. Knocked back to Jaden. Now Rushlow for Creek. Hannah's ball was tipped but played there by Maple Lake. Now Palman again directs it down an open sideline. 23-16. Emily Reller checks in for Coach Keeble. Ella Keeble will serve. And it's to Libby. Rushlow. Creek. Got it. Inside the back line. And a Creek. 23-17. Diker and Daler will come in for Taylor and Rushlow. Dyker to serve. Pioneers down, but they don't have much room for error here. 23-17 the score, Irish. Daler sends it deep. Carlson up to Keeble. Whacked at by Reller and off the block of Daler, and it's match point Irish. 24-17, Emily Reller with the winner. And ready to serve it out is Powman. They need one more point. Powman back to Porter, to Dyker. Big hit by Hannah Creek. One match point saved off. 24-18, Libby will serve. Ashland floats it over and in, an ace. 24-19. Ashland Libby serving again. And that'll be another winner out of bounds off the receive. Back-to-back winners by Ashland Libby, 24-20. Libby to the middle back, Scanlon. Keeble in the middle. Gels denied up front by Porter. Tipped off the block, Daler to Porter on a push and in. Jade Porter gets the winner. ...24-21. Another serve for Ashland Libby. Got to be perfect though. Libby sends it up to the net. Free ball. Creek hammers it in. Hannah Creek came right to the net where Hannah was stationed. And it's 24-22. Another serve for Ashland Libby. Good serve to Scanlon. To Keeble in the middle. Tipped and kept alive by Dyker for Daler. And now Porter sends it across to Scanlon. Keeble again. Crossed Carlson to Dyker from deep. Libby won't get it over, and that'll do it. The Irish will win here in Pierce. In three, 25-22 is the final in the third and final game of the match.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Pierce.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fit
Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Irish leave town with a three-game sweep of the Pioneers tonight. Let's start with the younger results in the C-Squad action tonight. They played four sets, games to 21, with Maple Lake winning all four by scores of 21-13, 21-6, 21-12, 21-11. In the JV match, three games, Irish took it 25-14, 25-6. Piers did win the short third game, 15-13. And then at the varsity level, it was Maple Lake 25-12, and then back-to-back 25-22 scores. So the Irish win tonight over the Pioneers. The Irish will send a school bus back here tomorrow full of football players. 7 o'clock kickoff. Right here on You Are There Sports. Hope you can join us in the pregame show about 6:40. Again, Irish win in three here in Pierce tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, everybody.